The healthiest place on Earth?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli. Now, weight has never seemed to be an issue for Mickey or Minnie Mouse, but their images have sold a lot of food blamed for causing trouble for kids. Now Disney says it won't use its characters to market foods that are unhealthy. The Mouse House also plans to start trimming the fat and calories in what it serves at its amusement parks and resorts. Earlier this year, Disney's exclusive deal to promote films at McDonald's expired. A new study finds a quarter of all baby boomers aren't planning to retire. The findings are mixed news for the group that commissioned them, the National Association of Realtors. From Chicago, Diantha Parker reports.
The Realtors Association did the research in hopes of predicting how much property boomers might buy in their golden years. The answer, not as much as you might expect. Many boomers don't have the money or the desire to stop working, says Boston University economist Larry Kotlikoff. But he expects many will find a way.
People might be saying, oh, gee, I don't need to retire. I can work till I'm 75, until I drop. But the fact of the matter is we don't see that right now among people that are in their late 50s, early 60s. They're retiring.
40% of respondents already own vacation homes where they plan to retire, or whatever they want to call it. In Chicago, I'm Diantha Parker for Marketplace.
Stock option scandals are littering the horizon, particularly among high-tech companies. Two more scandals were revealed Monday at two Silicon Valley firms, KLA Tencor and Altera. Meanwhile, Wall Street's watching for a flurry of high-tech earnings reports due out this week. Today comes third-quarter numbers from Intel. Sarah Gardner says the company's under pressure to show it's regaining ground.
Intel may be bigger than Advanced Micro Devices, but that hasn't prevented AMD from inflicting some serious pain on its larger competitor. AMD recently dealt Intel a body blow when computer giant Dell started using AMD's chips for the first time. Up until then, Dell had been an Intel-only shop for years. Jupiter Research analyst Joe Wilcox.
It's a sign that there's a lot of pressure in the marketplace, particularly around pricing. And if AMD can offer excellent performance for lower cost, then the Dells of the world will be looking at that.
But Wilcox says Intel has beaten back its rivals before. The company's cutting costs by shedding a tenth of its workforce, and it's rolling out new computer chips that are garnering good reviews from the high-tech critics. They offer more horsepower and consume less energy. Still, analysts expect Intel's quarterly earnings will be far lower than a year ago. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.
The Gap is stepping into the shoe business. The trendy retailer starts testing its new website today. The site features 100 brands of shoes right now, but will add another 50. Gap employees will decide which ones are cool enough to make it. Another record on Wall Street. The Dow edged up 20 points Monday to 11,980. The NASDAQ was up 6 to 2363. The S&P was up 3 to 1369, and you are listening to Marketplace. Around the country this morning, Boston wants to boost its curb appeal. The Boston Globe says city council is considering a ban on satellite dishes on the front of buildings, not just because of looks, but for safety. The Miami Herald says Broward County, Florida is working on a way to get homeless people back on the bus. That's after the local transit authority discontinued the sale of half-price tickets to a local nonprofit, which passed them along to homeless people for free. And no deal for Harley-Davidson. The union representing Harley's Milwaukee employees has rejected an offer that would expand manufacturing in Wisconsin in exchange for reducing wages for new hires and cutting benefits. The company has said it'll take its expansion elsewhere. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. We're produced and distributed by American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. By Fellows. Millions of businesses worldwide choose Fellow Shredders for their shredding needs. Fellows, for information protection you can depend on. More at Fellows.com. And by LendingTree.com, where you can choose from up to four customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. LendingTree.com.
This is Marketplace. I'm Lisa Napoli. 3 weeks until Election Day, and the Associated Press crunched the latest numbers on election fundraising. It looks like the Democratic challengers in some close Senate races are raking in the dough. In some states, they've even got more money than the incumbents. The AP points out that the filings aren't the whole story. Most candidates are also receiving financial support from their parties.
All around America, men and women worry about their jobs.
Iraq, healthcare,
energy and education.
What you want?
Time now for more of our midterm election series, The Real Agenda. Those politicians are spending that money they've raised on all manner of media, but are they offering any solutions to problems people say they care about? We've asked for perspectives from some of their constituents, like Jonathan Hobbs. He's a pilot, and he's stayed with U.S. Airways through a merger and two bankruptcies.
I chose to stay for a good reason. I had no choice. I'm almost 50 and married with three children. Two of them were heading off to college when U.S. Airways' second draconian pay cut sliced my salary in half. I considered applying at other airlines, but I've seen firsthand that decision can be foolhardy. Switching airlines is an unpalatable and irrational option. Pilots who switch companies, regardless of flight experience, start over. Period. You lose all seniority accumulated over your career and join the ranks of interns and clerks. At 50 years of age, you get to celebrate Christmas in a cheap Philadelphia two-bedroom crash pad, a time zone away from your family. You get to eat a cheesesteak and beer chaser with a dozen 25-year-old new hire reserve pilots discussing Britney Spears' sex life while Blue Christmas plays in the background. Besides, I've grown accustomed to eating my meals in the dusty, familiar confines of a U.S. Airways cockpit. I've hung on and survived, and that's more than I can say about many of my peers. It has been a terrible journey, much too difficult for some. There were personal bankruptcies, household moves, divorces, and even suicides. But what do we have here? U.S. Airways is having a profitable year. Finally, those of us who sacrificed income, retirement, and nearly every benefit it took three decades to achieve can bask in some comfort and security. But I remain guarded. I've seen the dark side more than once. It could all change in an instant. Fuel prices could skyrocket. The economy could lay an egg. There are a few certainties in life. But one is, the employees at U.S. Airways deserve a break. And two, if we're profitable for the entire year, the corporation is contractually required to share those profits with us. I'm sure they'll enjoy passing out those checks as much as passing kidney stones.
Jonathan Hobbs is a pilot and novelist who lives in Fort Mill, South Carolina. In Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli. Enjoy your day.
American Public Media.
It's almost like high school, really.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.